Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Monday, May 31st, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Topping the news, the people of Sudan are warmly welcoming Sudan's peace deal. It could pave the way for an end to Africa's longest-running war. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says whether or not the accord holds is the next big question, but no matter what happens, their outreach will continue.
The tremendous news is that despite the persecution and the burning of churches, there's been amazing growth of Christianity. In fact, we believe the figures show it's been growing to almost 70% of South Sudan. This is just the way the Holy Spirit works.
Next, with the reins of India's government leadership going to a non-Hindu, there are questions about the change to the caste system. For as long as it's existed, the Dalits suffered as untouchables. Bibles for the World's Ruchungapudaiti says change will come through education. Where there are schools, churches, hospitals, and clean water wells follow, so the need is great.
If we can open 3,000 schools around New Delhi, we are praying that the Lord of the harvest will send laborers and that he will also provide the means whereby we will be able to bring education to these people. And along with that, we will share with them the life-transforming message of the Lord Jesus Christ.
And children in India have been responding to the children's version of the Jesus Film Project called The Story of Jesus for Children. Nearly 70 million Hindus, Muslims, and Sikhs saw it on television, many of whom were children. Thanks to contributions from believers, 5 new translations premiered in December. Even though it was shown months ago, the story is just now getting out. Nearly 10,000 letters were received right after the television broadcasts. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help Mission Network News broadcast in Romanian and Russian, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the support button and you can help Christians in these countries keep up to date on mission work abroad. I'm Peter Brooks.